it's abundantly clear to me we're wasting our time with these applications. There's not a qualified budget director in the lot.
Oh, sour grapes, Clayton. They are all qualified. You just want a job yourself.
I just want what is best for this state. I have been doing the job for 3 months, and a superlative job, if I do say so myself.
You usually do say so yourself. To tell you the truth, Krause, I have problems with all of these applications.
Well, I vote for this Harold Biff Bilson. He played basketball at Berkeley.
Well, he might work if we were intending to slam dunk the budget. Yeah, but this guy finished last in a class of 400.
I don't care. He is tall, muscular, and has a chiseled profile.
Where does it say anything about a chiseled profile?
I can fantasize, can't I?
He can simonize your cat for all I care. Just don't do it the other.
Look, I have heard enough. We cannot turn over the enormous responsibility of all state funding to some fool.
We turned it over to you 3 months ago.
I take that as a personal insult.
I think that's the way she meant it, babe.
All right, fine. Look, I have given you the benefit of my wisdom. If it falls on the four deaf ears in this room, so be it. Ah, good, Governor.
Found a new budget director yet?
Fine, just ignore me. I'm not even here. I don't exist.
What's that?
Clayton.
What's his problem today?
Oh, it's the same thing as always. He thinks he is Mr. Big Britches and he is not.
Mr. Big Britches?
Yeah, he is too big for his britches.
Listen, can we drop Clayton's britches for a moment? I have a recommendation.
Good. So who is it?
Well, now it's someone with whom we are all quite familiar.
Well, what is wrong with a new face?
Well, no, we need somebody who has some experience in the job.
Yeah? Who is it?
Clayton.
All in favor of the basketball player.
Just a minute, Miss Branch. Benson, don't get me wrong. Clayton can do the job, but you'll never get him through Senator Gates' committee. They hate him over there.
Well, that's not the point. We hate him over here.
You want to help Clayton? What is next? Marching for acid rain?
Klaus, why don't you march out of here? You're giving me acid indigestion.
With all of these excellent applications, why do you recommend Clayton?
Well, number one, we know he can do the job. Number two, we avoid that awkward transitional period. And number three, he's the only one who can afford to work for the salary the state's willing to pay.
All right, I'll support your recommendation on one condition, that you ramrod him through the committee.
I'll be happy to.
Personally, I think it'd be easier to get Fred Flintstone through that committee.
Fred Flintstone. I can hear the vote now. All in favor? Yabba dabba doo. Yabba dabba doo.
Benson, don't get me wrong. I appreciate your recommendation.
Well, just answer the questions, Clayton. And for goodness sake, don't embellish.
Yeah, but I do not appreciate your lecturing me on how to behave in front of the committee. You know I have a way with people.
That's exactly what worries me, your way with people.
I am wonderful with people. I may not like people, but I know how to use them.
Well, I wouldn't make that your campaign slogan.
I can be every bit as diplomatic as the next jerk.
You won't know what I think.
Mrs. Cassidy, buzz off.
I see you went to the Rambo School of Charm.
You know what I think.
Don't you have something to dust?
Well, see, Clayton, that's what I mean. Why don't you give her a chance? Maybe she has something constructive to add. Go ahead, Mrs. Cassidy. What do you think?
I think somebody comes in here at night and twists up these cords just to drive me away.
See?
I mean, the insolence of that committee. How dare they challenge me?
Clayton, it's not pistols at dawn. They simply want to ask you a few questions.
The late Mr. Cassidy once fought a duel over me.
Really?
Yeah.
Pistols or swords?
Bar stools and beer bottles.
Don't you have something to dust?
Senators, I have examined all of the applications sent to my office, and it is my determination that the temporary budget director would, in fact, be the man most qualified for the office. I therefore submit for your approval as the new budget director, Clayton Endicott III.
Silence now! Hang off!
Lieutenant Governor, when I first received your recommendation, my immediate reaction was, is he kidding?
Well, Senator Williams, no one is more aware of the prevailing sentiment in the Capitol regarding this matter than I. But I must point out that Mr. Endicott is not running for Miss Congeniality. He is merely seeking the office of budget director, for which, I repeat, he is fully qualified.
And does the governor support this nomination?
Yes, he does.
Unbelievable. We voted for that guy.
Are you aware that this is an important and sensitive position you seek, Mr. Endicott? Mr. Endicott?
Well, of course I am aware. Why else would I subject myself to this inquisition?
And are you aware of the heavy responsibility that goes with this job?
That is a stupid question.
Time. Clayton, it is one thing not to kiss the sharks, but it is quite another to stir the water and throw in buckets of bloody liver.
Senator, would you repeat the question?
No.
Senator Gate, I would like to repeat that the temporary budget director has already performed very competently in this job for the past 3 months, and in the future, he would be able to draw upon the experience of the past budget director.
Is that good enough?
That's a start, Mr. Endicott. Mr. Endicott, do you consider yourself a trustworthy person?
Yes, I do.
Reliable?
Absolutely.
A man of integrity.
Look, I'm not going to steal your precious money, if that's what you want to know.
Time.
That's exactly what they want to know, Dave.
Yes, Senator, in answer to your question, I will be a good little boy.
Mr. Endicott, do you realize you would have access to certain sensitive information that would bear directly on the security of our great state?
Time. Look, is that a stupid question or what?
Oh, yes, it's a stupid question, but they...
Are you addressing the committee, Lieutenant Governor?
No. Mr. Endicott asked me a stupid question, and I would like to answer it if you don't mind. Clayton, you are turning a distinguished assemblage into an angry mob.
Senators, I am fully aware of the awesome responsibility incurred when one assumes the mantle of this great office.
See? That wasn't so hard.
You appear to be a good American, Mr. Endicott.
Humility.
Senator, my lineage dates back to the Mayflower, and I have been blessed with the characteristics of a great American.
Back off to humility.
You appear to be a man above reproach.
Only if the senator says so.
Why do you have such trouble finding the middle ground between preening and groveling?
Then maybe you can explain to this committee why, for the past 6 months, you have been cohabitating with a Russian national.
You guys are really fishing, aren't you, senators? Do you believe this? I've never seen anything quite an answer to them.
I don't want to.
What do you mean you don't want to?
I don't want to.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. No. Don't be kidding around, babe.
No.
If you want this job, you better answer that question.
I don't want this job.
What?
No, I don't want this job.
I don't want this job. No, I don't want it.
Wait a minute.
Once I spent too much time. Withdraw my name.
Wait.
Lieutenant Governor.
Don't you feel silly standing on the toilet?
Is nothing sacred?
You want to talk about it?
I behaved like a fool.
I can't argue with that.
What am I going to do? My head is spinning, my stomach's in knot, my insides are churning.
Well, go back in there until you feel better.
You know what I'm talking about. They know about my roommate.
You mean Senator Gates, right? You have been living with someone.
Yes, she's a ballet dancer from Russia. She defected. We've been living together for 6 months.
You mean you've been living with a woman for 6 months and you haven't shot your mouth off about it?
I wanted to keep it a secret.
Yeah, why? When people see her, do they point and make rude remarks?
She happens to be extraordinarily beautiful. I have a photograph here.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Mm. Her name's Svetlana Petropavlovska.
Well, it doesn't matter.
She's from a little town just south of the Caucasus Mountains.
Well, I'm very happy for you, Clayton. You found yourself a nice Caucasian girl.
Sveti loves me. And I love Sveti.
Sveti, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's my nickname for her.
Yeah. Sveti, the ballet dancer. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, listen, if you're so much in love with this girl, why don't you marry her? Then the committee wouldn't have a gripe.
No, I can't. She promised her family that she wouldn't marry until they were safely out of Georgia.
Yeah, well, that's something I know about. My family's had trouble with Georgia, too.
Not our Georgia, their Georgia.
Well, all these Caucasian states look alike.
Oh, Svetlana, what have I done to us? Betsy, what am I going to do?
Well, you better do something quick. Committee reconvenes in 10 minutes.
I can't.
Is it true what I heard, that Clayton's been living with a dancing communist?
Yeah. Rare to stare. Go ask him yourself.
Clayton, is it true?
She's not a communist.
Oh, good.
She wants to become an American citizen.
She's not a citizen?
No.
Well, does she have a green card?
She's an alien.
Clayton, she is from this planet.
Yes, sir. She snuck into the country.
Oh, well, how did she do that? You don't mean she swam?
I am not waiting out there any longer. Now, what is going on?
Oh.
We are talking. We're trying to develop some strategy here.
You know, I have been suspecting there was something going on with Clayton. Do you remember a couple of months ago he came in with red marks all over his neck?
What do you mean, red marks?
You remember, Clayton. You said you had the hives.
Hives? Ha! Those were Russian hickeys.
You're amazing, Krauss. You're the only one I know who knows the nationality of a hickey.
Clayton.
Yes, sir.
You know how I feel about you, don't you?
No, sir.
Good. If you don't go back in there and face that committee, you're going to make Benson and me look mighty foolish.
Oh, is that all you think about? Yourselves?
Well, what about me? What about my inner turmoil? What about Svetty? What if I decide to leave public life? What a tragic loss. What a waste.
What a break.
Scram, Buster! Try the one down the hall. All right, now just about enough of this. The committee is meeting again in 10 minutes. Now, Clayton, you better move it. You're going to lose it.
Yeah, make up your mind.
It's your decision.
Go to the next item on the agenda. Oh, here we are. Order, please. Well, I'm glad you could join us, Governor.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant.
Lieutenant Governor, it's apparent that your submission of the name Clayton Endicott did not hit the mark.
As much as I hate to admit it, I'm afraid additional nominees will be required.
When you submit the names, would you at least be aware of their patriotism?
Senator Williams, I resent that. While Clayton Endicott may be many things, his patriotism is beyond question.
Then why did he turn tail and run when the name Svetlana Petropavlovska was mentioned?
Well, maybe that's the first time he heard it said out loud. And I also think he did that because he thought his relationship with her was private and, frankly, none of your business.
Yeah, it is a free country and it is nobody's business what consenting Russians and Americans do in the privacy of their own bunkers.
Senator, may I have a moment?
If you must.
Thank you. Well, what's it going to be?
Benson, I have nowhere else to turn. I need this job.
Well, if you need this job, stand up and fight for it.
I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Well, lover, you're going to be unemployed if you don't stand up and fight for this job.
Enough time, Lieutenant Governor.
So?
Okay. Mr. Endicott, before this committee throws your name out, would you care to make a comment?
What do I say?
Tell them the girl is not a spy and they damn well know it.
Right. That's good.
The girl is not a spy and you damn well know it.
Tell them if they want to poke their noses into people's private lives, they should be detectives and not senators.
Right. Good. Yeah, Dad, did you hear that?
Yes, we heard that.
More.
Clayton, you have to do it yourself. Speak from your gut. Speak from your heart. Yeah. Tell them what you want.
Senators, I want to be completely candid with you. I want to speak to you from the very bottom of my soul. I sincerely believe this.
That's it. Go get him.
My father could buy and sell every one of you, and don't you forget it. Ladies and gentlemen, august members of this committee, senators, let me be brief. Please, oh, please, if I don't get this job, I can't go home for Christmas. I'm sorry for what I said. I didn't mean it. I'll be good if this job. I really, 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 really. I'm a good man. She's a good woman. So she's a Russian. She loves me. No American ever loved me. Don't ruin my life.
I call for a vote. All in favor of the nomination, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nomination is approved. Meeting is adjourned.
Are they gone?
Mercifully, yes.
Ha 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 ha
knew that would work.
What do you mean? You were faking it?
Always worked with my father.
Clayton, you are shameless.
I want to tell you one thing, Benson. I'm going to hold you responsible for the way Clayton does his job.
I'd like to submit the name of Fred Flintstone.
Funny, Roger?
Yabba dabba doo!